Now let's move into the 11th chapter of Isaiah. And in this 11th chapter we have a different tone given. This is a prophecy. It's a prophecy that had a twofold fulfillment, really. But the more we study it, the more it looks like it's just a one-time fulfillment. It's a fulfillment of the time whenever the Israelites came back to their original country of Judea, and they were allowed then to live in a time of peace and serve God. But it's really a prophecy about the establishment of the church and the kingdom. So, after just having given the picture of cutting down the mighty Assyrian army like a giant forest that's been level with the ground, nothing left but just some of the roots of it, now he turns to a little different picture, and he takes the view of an old tree that has a stump left. And as this stump is left there, we have a little tender shoot spring up from this stump of the old tree. So he says in verse 1, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Now a rod would be a little shoot that would come up. A rod out of the stem of Jesse. Now Jesse was the great grandson of Rahab the harlot, a descendant of Ruth and Boaz, the father of David. So that's why he can speak about this root of Jesse, or stem of Jesse, because he's talking about David's father. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. So as this tree is lying there with just the root left, and it looks like it's dormant, there comes forth this little stem. There comes forth this little rod, this thing that he calls a branch. Now this is a prophecy about the Messiah. This is about Jesus, a prophecy of the Messiah. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." And of course, one of the most predominant things that we know about Jesus is that the Spirit of the Lord did rest upon him. We had the account, you know, Sunday night of his baptism. And one of the great features of his baptism was the Spirit of the Lord descending from heaven like a dove. And the Lord saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Well, the prophecy said way back there, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." And then notice all of the elements that were included in this Spirit of the Lord. He says, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. These are the elements, the ramifications that were included in him having the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Now you could probably ask for no greater gift than to have the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. No scripture could be quoted to our Savior that he didn't know the meaning and the application of. No situation, no series of events, no hypothetical question that his tempters might ask him could throw him into a state of not being able to answer, because he had the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. Certainly he was a counselor, and he is a counselor today, having an explanation for all of life's problems. And the Spirit of might, that is power, were his. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. He had a knowledge of the Lord, that is, he knew the facts of the Lord, plus he also had the fear of the Lord. And Proverbs defines the fear of the Lord as by saying that the fear of the Lord is to hate all evil. He had a resentment, he had a hatred of all evil. Now there's one thing you have to say about our Savior, and that is that he was not a compromiser. He did not compromise with sin. The things that he knew to be bad, he knew them to be bad at all times and all occasions. There wasn't something that he called bad one time, then to a different group of people he called it good. He was not a compromiser. Therefore, he had the knowledge, the spirit and knowledge of the fear of the Lord. He respected the Lord. He hated all evil. And you know, whenever we begin to compromise with evil, whenever we start to letting down on our stand against those things that we know are evil, then it really means that we're not really as reverent of the Lord as we ought to be. We don't really have the fear of the Lord like we ought to have. But the Savior did have that. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. That is, there's no hesitancy about his ability to understand. There's no hesitancy or lack of